Kent, can you address sometime in this conversation, and maybe John as well, what you believe the mechanisms of resistance to the AIs are, independent of a cancer becoming hormone independent?
We haven't a clue in people. I can tell you out the wazoo if you want to know what happens in xenograft models, but there's no data whatsoever in people.
Because I think this is an important issue for the sequencing issue. You can wave your hands around with all your modeling about TAM followed by an AI, and I'm beginning to be perhaps convinced we're waiting for the data. But going an AI first, are those patients when they, you know, if their tumors are breaking through, subsequently sensitive to tamoxifen? And one could argue, if we're saying that, for example, more than 5 years of profound estrogen suppression might have other health benefits, and therefore you might switch to a SERM later, might actually be exactly the wrong thing to do.
The older data, where there was switch trials with aminoglutethamide, showed very, very few responses to tamoxifen after aminoglutethamide
setting.
In the metastatic setting.
But if you look at the new study, the target study in that, in fact, you get as good responses to anastrozole after TAM as you did to TAM after anastrozole.
Why would a tumor be hormone-dependent and yet grow through profound estrogen depletion? Unless you invoke some sort of mutation in the peripheral aromatase, which I find hard to believe.
Well, it could be ligand-independent activation of the receptor through growth factor receptor pathways without any ligand
around. So you become profoundly sensitive to really low levels of estrogen.
Yes.
But in that case, wouldn't you expect the SERM to also be estrogenic?
Yeah, SERM. That's why SERMs
so
don't work,
work
in that setting.
But they do work after AIs. There's a lot of things you don't understand, Dan, about this. I don't understand. For example, why did you get a response to a patient's an exemestane after you've used a steroidal aromatase inhibitor?
It strikes me we've created a very awkward situation where if a woman begins an aromatase inhibitor up front, she gets 5 years of adjuvant endocrine therapy. Whereas if she were to come to you having started on tamoxifen in a different place after 5 years of treatment, she would get 10 years of adjuvant endocrine therapy. And if she switched somewhere in between, she would get either 5 to 10 years, depending on how you look at the literature. That seems somehow very inconsistent.